Inauguration Day will be a big day for Metro. 4 years ago, there were problems with so many people headed for the same Metro stations. Those stations were overcrowded and Metro cars were packed. Lots of people couldn't even get into downtown for the festivities by taking Metro. So what's the transit system's plan for avoiding all that this time around?
Metro spokesman Dan Stessel now joins us with some details. And Dan, good to have you back here on WTOP.
Hey, Sean and Veronica. Good to be with you.
So obviously, folks want to make sure they can get downtown on Monday, and we knew what happened 4 years ago was so crowded. Taking a look back and then revising some of your plans, what do you have in mind for us this year?
Sure. So, last time around was very crowded. It was the all-time highest day we ever saw on Metro in our entire history. And that record still holds to this day. So, yes, it was very crowded. But operationally, the system ran as intended and everything worked as it should. And we will continue. We're really going to try to replicate that this time around. We're running service the same way with the same levels of service as we saw in 2009, even though crowd estimates are expected to be lower for the second inauguration. That's usually the case. You usually see a drop-off, but you'll still see from us a three-hour early opening at 4 a.m., 17 consecutive hours of rush hour service levels, so until 9 p.m. rush hour service, and then the system will stay open 2 hours later until 2 a.m. to get everyone back home.
How confident are you that you can get everyone to the inauguration on time, then get them back home with minimal trouble?
Well, if everyone follows the travel advice, that will make for a much smoother experience. And so we've pushed out a whole lot of information over the last several weeks leading up to the inauguration, and we will continue to do that today and through the weekend for anyone who hasn't seen that information yet on our website. You can't miss it. And we're advising customers of a few key tips. The first is to make sure that you have either a Smart Trip or a fare card properly loaded for everyone in your group and that you take care of that in advance. That'll help you avoid potentially long lines at the ticket vending machine that could, delay your trip at your starting location. So take care of that this weekend. We've announced special hours at Metro sales offices tomorrow at Metro Center and Anacostia. Those will be open and they're normally closed. And on Sunday, we've got special sales locations at many of the outlying stations like Shady Grove and Vienna, to name two, and all the other outlying stations, with the exception of Huntington. You'll be able to purchase commemorative Smart Trip cards, and you can do that in advance. That's great advice. The other thing that we're advising customers this time is to plan your travel without the need to transfer. When you transfer at Metro Center or L'Enfant Plaza, you're actually taking up space on two trains instead of just one. And so because there is a station near the National Mall on each of Metro's rail lines, we're advising customers to stay on the line that you get on, right? So if you get on the Orange Line, get off at a station on the Orange Line. And we've got tips on the best stations to use on our website.
And we'll link to that. Before we go, we've got 30 seconds. Planning and expectations, always a big thing for people. It's about a 40-minute ride, basically, from Shady Grove onto downtown. What's the time expectation for a big event like this? If you're on the outer edges of the Metro system, how much time do you need?
Well, we know that we're going to start seeing crowds very early in the morning at 4 a.m., and especially if you're parking on the system, you do want to make sure that you arrive early in the morning to make sure that you get a space and have a backup plan. The trains, if everything runs normally, the trains will take that same amount of time. The question is, will you be able to get on the train? But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that there's space for everyone. That's why we've put in bicycle restrictions and cooler restrictions. You can't bring those large items, so that we do have room for everyone, and we're going to do our best to make sure that everyone is in position and able to get to the National Mall in time for 12 noon.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan.
You bet.
That's Metro's Dan Stessel.